It's Financial Freedom Friday, and welcome to the Thanksgiving edition of the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast.
Hey Mavericks, this is Ava Baukamp, and this episode of Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks is brought to you by Legacy Impact Investors. We are an industrial investment firm located in cash flow country, the Midwest. We strive to shield off risk and beat inflation, all while producing predictable cash flow. We curate real estate investment opportunities for busy professionals and other real estate investors seeking passive income. To learn more about what we do and connect with me, go to www.legacyimpactinvestors.com.
Maverick, noun, unusual person, a visionary, leader, go-getter, an independent thinker. They see the vision for their life and pull that future towards them, with an unyielding belief that things can and must be better. They achieve what most won't. Innovative, influential, daring, and direct, with a remarkably high tolerance for taking calculated risk. A foe to the status quo. This is Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks. Your host, Neil Timmons, has been involved with over $300 million in real estate transactions. He's a published author, commercial property investor, and real estate syndicator. This show is for those who want to learn how to earn passive income through real estate investing. Now, here's your host, Neil Timmons.
Welcome to the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, where we provide you with actionable steps to grow your passive income and become job optional. It's Financial Freedom Friday, and I'm here with Neil Timmons. Today is our Thanksgiving episode. For those of you who are new, I'm your host, Ava Baukamp, and I love to educate investors about passive income from real estate. Before we open up today's episode, I want to ask you for a small favor. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the show so that you never miss a valuable episode. And if you love what you're hearing, please give us a written review. Also, be sure to take a look at the description of this episode as we have it packed with thousands of dollars in free resources. All right, Neil, it's the day after Thanksgiving. How are you doing?
I'm doing so great. This is a fun episode. It's the day after Thanksgiving. We, of course, record these a few weeks in advance. So as this is releasing, the day after Thanksgiving, I will be at the Iowa-Nebraska game at Nebraska. We're going to watch the game. My son, who's a senior in high school, has made the decision to attend the University of Nebraska next year. And so it's the first time he or I've ever been to a game at Nebraska, although I played football at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, so Division II, go Mavericks. I never once attended a Nebraska game, of course, from Iowa, and so we don't particularly enjoy Nebraska or cheer for them, but I'm excited for him. He's going to study over there. It's a perfect program for him. He's at the absolute right school, so it's going to be fun, and as you're listening to this, that's where I am right now.
That's awesome. Great. Well, for those of you who know me personally, Thanksgiving brings up Costco. It's one of my favorite places of all time. I love going to Costco. I love buying stuff at Costco, food stuff, house stuff, lawn stuff, even clothes. I'm not above the Costco clothes section, especially if it's on sale. And if you're a member of Costco, you know that they sell these giant pumpkin pies around Thanksgiving time. So I thought it would be fun to open up today's episode. Maybe you'll have to grab one to take to the football game. But these Costco pies are massive. They weigh 58 ounces, according to my internet research. That's over 3.5 pounds of lovely Costco pumpkin pie for $6. They're always like $5.99. And according to my internet research, Costco has been selling pumpkin pie since 1987. And in 2019, they reported selling 6.1 million pumpkin pies. Wow. That is a lot of pumpkin pie. So we're not really here today to talk about football, Costco, pumpkin pies, even though we love all of those things. We're here to talk about what we would consider a secret ingredient to investing success. And not to be cheesy, but it is thankfulness and gratitude. There are a lot of things that have happened over the course of this past year, the war in Ukraine, the conflict in Israel, stuff with market, inflation, lots of political unrest, riots. The list can go on and on and on. And I know that these things seem scary and they affect a lot of us personally. And so if you're listening, we just want to use this episode to help you take a few minutes to reflect and really draw yourself back to your why. Recenter, catch your breath, and think about why it is you do what you do. Neil, do you have any thoughts on why it's so important to recenter back to that why?
Are you a passive real estate investor seeking financial freedom? Well, today's market's unique and it's ever-changing. Now is the time to get educated on how to strategically invest in commercial real estate for long-term financial freedom. Grab your copy of How to Passively Invest in a Changing Economic Environment. Go to www.mavericksinvest.com. Well, if you don't know where you're going, any road will lead you there. It's often been said. And so to have a why, to know where your North Star is, if you will, it becomes easy. It becomes simple to say yes to the things that lead you there and simple to say no to the things that do not. And being grateful for that, understand what gets you motivated, what gets you excited, allows one to get through a year like this one, which for a lot of folks has been extraordinarily challenging. Mm-hmm. And are brighter days to come? Yes. But do they get a little darker perhaps before we get there? Possibly. And so when Nietzsche said, he who has a why can accomplish anyhow. So it's understanding that and be able to get through that. And it helps give you a reason to fight.
Definitely. For those days where it seems like every day is either the same for months on end, or it seems like every week some new challenge or issue pops up, it's a good practice to go back to that why. Why do you work as hard as you do? Why are you spending your time and activities on what you do? And for passive investors, why are you passively investing? What's the point? Often that's a who. Maybe it's your family, wife, your faith, kids, grandkids, community, church, charity, supporting your parents. It can be so easy to lose sight of those really important things, those very important people, and it can get lost in the noise, our day-to-day tasks, calls, appointments, running kids to soccer practice and games, house projects, even our own personal things, health issues, anxieties that we have about the future. These things have a way of clouding our mind and our thinking. And we lose touch with that long-term perspective for those listeners who are believers, an eternal perspective, you might even say. And these kinds of things can keep us stuck in the now, and it clouds the future from our eyes. We can so easily lose sight of that long-term perspective. So take a few moments, if you have some time today, to think about what that why is, who that why is for you. Bring that back to your mind and spend a few minutes reflecting on why you're grateful. We have so many things to be thankful for. Friends, family, coworkers, our homes, just physical safety, mental health, physical health, waking up every single morning. Being thankful and grateful for those people and opportunities that you have in your life keeps you grounded, keeps your eye on the prize, on your why, on your purpose. And I think it also helps keep you as an investor or a business owner out of the comparison game, out of FOMO, out of imposter syndrome, because it's so easy to see other people on social media, on other podcasts doing these amazing things. And sometimes when you spend too much time looking out of your side mirrors or your rear view mirror, you don't see what's right in front of you.
One of the things that you had said was that I'm reminded of is physical health. I remember saying, for a person who's got a perfect physical health, they've got a million wishes. And for a person who does not have the physical health, they only have but one wish. Mm. And so there's a lot of things for us to be grateful for. We just have so many positive things to be thankful of. I'm certainly grateful that our listeners, you've taken time out of your day, you do this regularly to be with us, to listen in on this conversation, to email us, to connect with us on LinkedIn, to share us a whole bunch of valuable things. And I'm very mindful that one's time is the most valuable non-renewable resource we have as humans. And so for that, I'm eternally grateful that you get to share some of that with us. We appreciate you being here. So thanks so much. And I hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving. To our listeners, pat yourself on the back. You guys have made it to the end of the show, and most people never finish what they start. If you receive value from today's show, be sure to share it on LinkedIn, your Facebook page, or your social media platform of choice. Subscribe to never miss a valuable episode in the future. And if you found value in today's episode, give us a thumbs up with a positive review. If there's a particular topic you'd like to hear about, well, I want to hear from you. Shoot me a message on LinkedIn. The link to my profile is below in the show notes. You can connect with me there for more valuable content.